So
I guess the it's a little bit of a strange pick. Not really, but it's a little bit of a strange pick.
Are we recording this?
This one is being recorded.
You got it?
Why won't they tell you what it is and so on? Of the different mahalchim, I guess the tzad hashava of Musa and Chassidus was to try to find some deeper connection to Avodas Hashem, whereas Halacha tells you what to do. These inyanim give you some tam in the thing, tam in the sense of a connection. And there were different drachim halchim. In Chassidus, what's fascinating is most of it was sort of emotional connection, singing and dancing, and even the verta that they said were a little short. I mean, they weren't meant to tell pshat, they were meant to say over something that has a lot of warmth and flavor and so on and so forth. The Balat Tanya, who was the third generation, he was a Talmud of the Maggid, really went off in a very different era. His mahalach of what inspires a person by Yivar Hashem is a deeper understanding relating to the world mitzad its pnimius, understanding everything mitzad its pnimius, and understanding what you're accomplishing and understanding what's happening will give you a tremendous kesha nafshi, that's really what Avodas Hashem is. They co-opted the name Chassidus and they called this form Chassidus. It's really not fair, but it's definitely very different than the other Chassidim. As a matter of fact, most other Chassidim they rejected the Derech because they said this is going back to a different Mahalach, Bechlau. Baltan himself was a giant in everything, in Halacha. I mean, less than the Pollock, he was huge. So in the big picture, the Avodas Hashem was he took a small chelik of Kabbalah, cut it away from a dry abstract limud about Darkei Hashem with just names and tags, and made it into a mahalach that sort of gives a feeling for the Avodas Hashem. And for a person's own avoda. So in Chabad, and many other chassidus, there's a very clear cut. People do not learn Kabbalah unless you're roi lekach, same thing like any place else. But chassidus, everybody has to learn, whether they understand it, don't understand it. It's, you know, anoshim, noshim, taf, and so on. That's the mahalach. Their approach to avodas Hashem is a person takes a maim of chassidus. And let's say before davening, if you're big Ovid, you spend an hour or two really working hard on deharing it. When you dehear it, you're ready to daven and so on. That was the old-fashioned Avoida of Chabad. And it obviously was a very, very, it was focused after for people that were very bright and very seichel-minded. Very different than the Ruach today. It's a very, very different Ruach. Of the Sfarim that he wrote, Tanya was his entranceway into Avodas Hashem. That was the sefer that he wrote so that people have a guide into things. And then he used to say mamarim in different places, and they amassed these mamarim and different things they printed, like the Torah, or mamarim this year, mamarim that year, are all as mamarim. The mamarim start with a pasuk. And then they go off. They're very, very long. It's like, you know, now that we have a mashal, we can give a mashal for computers. It's like, you know, you open one window and a second window and a third window and a fourth window and a fifth window. And like, at some point, you just lose the ability to figure out where he was coming from, where he's going to. Very, very, you know, he just keeps it. And Tanya is not different. It takes him tens of prokim to get back to his original kasha, and in no structured way, really. I don't know if that was the shita, that was his mihira semachshava, but it's usually better a lot to focus on each prat that he says rather than trying to figure out the cheshem, because he says, you know, he'll ask a question, does he lehoven zeh, tzorich lehoven this, and to understand this, and to understand this, and to understand this, and this and that, and he goes, you know, it really, really goes, keeps, you know, opening up a new nekuda. And it's also very, it's not... It's not a structured, it's not a structured avodas Hashem in the sense of do this, do this, do this, do this. It's more an understanding of how to look at yourself, how to understand the kohos, the major kohos in yourself, and how to be malhiv them in avodas Hashem. The advantage, the extreme mile of learning Tanya is, it's really a sefer yesoid. In other words, it's a very 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 chashuv sefer. Satmar Rav had a Tanya printed. He said he was a big anti-Chabad person, and he said, I can't be without a Tanya, and I can't have one of their Tanyas. So, I meant to say, because of the first thing, you know, it's unthinkable. It's one of the sefer yesoid in any such imagination. He opens a world of musagim, of Kabbalah dikka musagim, that really play into many sfarim, and they're important. People who are very tend to be very very, what's the right word? Mugzam, very hyperbole. The big machlekes and the shachayim and the goyin and the this and that, and this is what it's all about. Yes, there were machlekes. Very hard to understand that these machlekes really were the way that as sharply as they. I mean, each one writes about his side sharply. It's hard to really understand that the machlok is anything but a dakus, and to say that one is not because of like this and like that. It's really really certainly for where we're holding. It's way overboard. There's nobody today who's a man de'oma that hasn't learned Tanya, knows it thoroughly and learns Goyen and knows it thoroughly. And you know, most everybody is works on trying to explain exactly how to not being cholik. And you know, it's not something in the. It's one of the very very chashuv svarim in Klai Yisrael. One of the very chashuv svarim, and it opens up a whole new world of svarim and musagim. And so we'll see if it goes, we'll learn. Okay, let's skip the first page is the Hakdama. It basically is Hakdama. He speaks against the Musa movement in a sense. He says people shouldn't be learning. He says this Musa svarim that are written al pisech lenushi. In other words, where how a person can better himself by working on this meter, that meter, and the bulk of it are about psychological svaras. He knocks strongly, even though he preceded the Muslim woman by quite a bit, but he says this again. And he says a lot of people come to ask him etzes, he's overwhelmed, he can't deal with everybody, so he's put it down in a sefer, and he asks his close talmidim to be user-friendly, and if someone comes to ask them something, they should explain to them, and so on and so forth. That's the Akdama, basically. It's a fascinating Akdama, but let's get to let's Perek Aleph. So again, he's going to start, ask one question, another question, another question, another question. But as he asks these questions and as he starts explaining, each point in itself is a valuable point, and it's a musig yesod of, and I think that's why he wrote it. He presents the basic musagim. Let me give the overarching nekuda in this Tanya's five halakim. Likutei Amorim is the main chelik. This is the sefer that we're learning. There's a tiny kuntris Yichud Vemuna. Again, I'm not sure what the tziruf is. And then there's one on tshuva. There's Eres HaTshuva. And then there's letters that he wrote to Talmidim and so on called Igros Kodesh. And then there's Kuntris Achen. The main sefer is this sefer Beinim. It's 50 samot in Prakim, and the theme is, how do we define Tzadik, Rosh, and Beinani? Not in Musagim of Schar and Onesh, but in Musagim of the Hashem. In Musagim of Schar and Onesh, it's Roiv and Miot and so on. In Musagim of Avedis Hashem, there must be a different Hagdar fit. And since we consider ourselves Beinim, we're going to have to try to get a hagdara for Beinani that's not machzal machzal, but a more fundamental hagdara. Okay, Tanya, so Perek Gimel the Nida. Mashbiya Moisei, it says that a neshama, when it comes down to this world, the mashbiyat, tehi tzadik velti rasha. Vafilu kol oilom kuloi oimun lecho tzadik ato, heye beinecha ki rasha. So, v'tzorach lovin, he asks, dot nan it says velti rasha, if ne'atzmacha, a person not to look at himself as a rasha. Vigamim yeh beinav ki rasha, and if a person will be a rasha, yera levavai via atzev, so a person will come depressed. V'luyuchal avodas Hashem besimchov tuv levav. A person won't be able to do avodas Hashem in an inspired way, he'll be depressed. V'im lo yera levavai klal mizeh, and if a person thinks he's a rasha and he doesn't feel bad about it, so that's really a problem. So if a person looks at himself as being a rasha, so what are his options? So to say what the heck, so that the person mezalzel in anything in avodas Hashem, to feel as bad as he ought to if he thinks he's a rasha, the person will say, what's the use of it? So that can't be. Ach, ha'inyan. And again, this is he's going to start one nekuda, he's going to go another nekuda. The Gemara says like this: Tzadik v'toivloi, Tzadik v'raloi, Rasha v'toivloi, Rasha raloi beinani. If you look at the Gemaras, there are terms Tzadik v'toivloi. Now, there's a little bit of a kind of trick over here. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know why is there Tzadik v'toivloi, Tzadik v'raloi, why is there Rasha v'toivloi, Rasha raloi. And the Gemara gives Shatim Tzadik V'Toyv Tzadik Gomor, Tzadik V'Ralei Tzadik She'ena Gomor. So he says, so that means in Tzadik itself, you have two categories, which we'll call Tzadik V'Toyv Le Tzadik V'Ralo. In Russia, you have two categories, Russia V'Toyv Le Ralo, and Beinoni.
That Gemara lists Beinoni also?
No. But you find it says Beinanim, you know, like the Gemara says Sadikim, Nachtamim. That Gemara doesn't list Beinanim, but of the close. So he's putting down five different munachim, five different terms. Upirshe b'Gemara Tzadik v'Toyv Le Tzadik Gomor, Tzadik v'Ra'al Tzadik She'eino Gomor. So his point is going to be to knech it. And he says, Uberayim Mehemna Pashas, Uberayim Mehemna is one of the parts of the Zohar. The Zohar is a sefer that has a few svarim in it. It's a very not Masudika sefer. Uberayim Mehemna is one of the parts of the Zohar. In Pashas Pratim Pirish, Tzadik V'Ralo means Sheharosh Aboy Kofof L'Toyiv. So the word in the Gemara means a tzadik that bad things happen to him. But the Gemara says that that's a type of tzadik. And the Zohar says, Tzadik v'ralo means the person has ra within him, but is in complete control of that ra. So, b'gemaras v'perek tes t'brachas, tzadikim yitzatoyv shayftam, rishoyim yitzahara shayftam, beinanim zev zeh shayftam. Amar Rabba, kegoyin ano beinani. Amar le Abaye, le shavik mar chay chol berya. So Abaye told Rabba, listen, if you're a Beinoni, you've sent the, you know, it's nice that you're an honor because of a Beinoni, but you sent everybody else to become a Shoyim. Well, Lahavin calls a Behetiv. We need to understand what was, you know, why did he consider himself a Beinoni? I mean, he was a false enough, like, Vigam. So that's like second or third point. Vigam Lahav Mashama Iyav Ribayin Shalom, Barasa Sadiq and Barasa Rishoyim. If the Gemara is for Tzadik, Barasa Lekoma. So what does it mean, Barasat Tzadik and Basar Shoyim? Also, another thing, V'gam lehovin mehus madregas habeinani, shebevade eina machzah suiz masavoynas. Beinani as a bal madrega, as a madrega, is not beinani of machzah. Shem kenis as echto rabbi batzal amishu beinani. How did Rabbi make that mistake about himself? I mean, there's no false anava. V'noida leposik pumi megirsa, atzafil mal chamovas ayocholishat boi. What was he saying? He was doing 50%. It says the Malchus couldn't get him because he didn't stop learning. So what was the Machts Averis? Now he says another Deher, which is sort of more of a Lomdashir Deher, his Lomdashir Deher. He says, Shari Beshoa Shoisa Voinis Nikru Rasha Gomo. When a person is doing the Avera, when the person is sitting and doing the Avera, he's a Rasha. Vimachaka has a Chuva Nikru Tzari Gomo. So So because so he says, obviously it's possible to be a Beinoni where you never did any Aveira whatsoever. Because he says, when you're doing Aveira in the scope of life, when you're sitting and doing the Aveira, you're Rasha. I vod amina ba'alma de mechtz al mechtz mikro Beinoni, v'roiv s'chuyas mikit tzadik, hu shem amushal in s'chav o'inish. In other words, Rasha and tzadik legabe s'chav o'inish, we go b'as a'roiv, because o'ilom nid nacha roiv. Fish nid nacha rubay. In other words, in his din, he comes out. So just like if you bring somebody for trial and there's all sorts of evidence against him, but it's just not enough to tip the scale. So you see, I don't know if there's a parallel in American law. In Israeli law, there's zakai machmata safek. In other words, the person is innocent because they weren't able to prove his guilt. In other words, not that they proved innocence, but because they just couldn't prove his guilt. So this is called a tzaddik just in terms of din. But in terms of real and so on and so forth. Omru chazal, tzaddikim etzatoyf shayfta, shenem avalibi. Okay, so now he's going to start giving a bunch of hagdaris. Aval le'inyan amitas shematoya v'mayla shel malas v'regas chalukos seikah beinim. Omrazal tzadikim yetzatoyv shoyftam shenema v'libi chol bekirbi she'en lo yetzahara ki haroga betaynis. So the definition of tzadik is not someone who doesn't do averis, someone who has no inclination to do averis. It says by David, it says that he was libichol bekirbi, my heart is hollowed out. It says yitzhar is on one side of the heart because he killed him with tainus. So the pshat is the person has no taiva for it. Period. Avol kol mishle gil madrega zu, a person who has a taiva, but he controls it. Afshas chiyosu beruva b'yitzav eino b'mazay sadekal. That's not a darg of tzaddik. V'lachein omer razal b'medrash, ruach kadosh baruch hu b'tzaddikim shei mu'otim, omad v'shoslam chol dor v'dor, v'shkosev v'tzaddik tzareilam. So let's reflect a second about something. The Rambam has a shaila about whether or not, who's better, who's more chashev, a person who wants to do bad, but it controls himself, or a person who does not have an inclination to do bad whatsoever. He speaks about that. Kedah speaks about that. It was an issue that Rishayim spoke about. He's giving us a mafteach to it, that it's a madrega on top of a madrega. I mean, obviously, if somebody's born without taivas achila and he doesn't eat, that's not a maila. That's nothing. But a person has a taivas achila, when he struggles with it, he's still a gargaron. Just like a person has a taivas noshim. But he's koyfev, so the person is a bal taiva, but he does right. Masha enkein, if a person progressed further, and the person was able to be oikah the taiva from himself, that's a bigger bal maila. So we're not talking about a person who's devoid of that taiva. That certainly does not much of a maila. I mean, it's good. The person doesn't have any taiva sachilas. So he's not getting something that's nakasha. But in the progress, we start so. A person who still has a taiva is certainly not a tzaddik. A person who was able to get rid of his taiva is a person who is the darg of a tzaddik. V'lachein amar razal b'medrash, ruach kadosh baruch hu b'tzaddikim shei mu'otim, omad v'shaslam chol dor v'dor. So the concept of tzaddik is definitely a musig of somebody who is devoid of ra on a pneumistic level, on a nafshistic level. The person himself does not have ritzoinus of ra. That's tzaddik as an absolute term. Okay.
Yes. Right?
What do you mean toots?
Rabbi said that.
Right. The Rambam doesn't say, the Rambam just be talking about a guy who never had a taiva. Right. Right.
Clearly, the guy who was kovish his taiva is the.
Correct. He's not even talking about it. He's talking about a darg of somebody who was able to, like the Rambam speaks about working on the midas and moving.
But Lamayna Fkamina that he was koivishit, I mean, maybe that just shows that he put on struggles so he gets more sachar, but at the end of the day, why can't you just take the person at face value? Does he have the taiva or not? And that should be the judge. What does it matter what happened in the past? Don't we just care about the present if we're judging?
Where are you asking on? I'm not sure where you're coming from.
Why shouldn't it be just exactly the way the Rambam says? And if a person was born without the taiva also, it should be exactly the same. What does it matter that... So he struggled against it. Okay, so he put in a lot of tzar, and therefore he's going to get more sechar. But l'maisa, when I'm donning now, what is he? Is he at a high level or not? So why shouldn't I say that he is just because he doesn't have the taiva, even though he never put in
struggle? Okay, so let me give you... Let's give a marshal. I'll tell it with a story. I had a Rebbe, Rav Tendel's Chayim of Racha, who was the father of all the Tendels, and he was a very... He was a big folk darshan. He had a very folksy darshan, and he was a very, very bright man. So he once said on the chazal, "Kolayinam and yeshmi rabbi b'chol koychoy is poischon loy sharigarein." I think it says. So he asked, "What's the pshat b'chol koychoy?" Obviously, the screaming at the top of your voice wasn't what he felt was the pshat. So he said over a story. And he was a rav of a shul also. And there was one balabas who kept the store open on Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos. And he would, and you know, he would pest them constantly, Yitoche and this and that. One day he comes over and says, Rebbe, he says, I have good news for you. I became a Shabbos, I closed the store for Shabbos. So he said, he used to have a cigar after the F, what happened? Why? He says, Rebbe, I retired. So he said, that's the pshat ha'oineg, omein Shabbos chol koichai. He says, you know, they're people, they're retired, they have nothing to do all day. Like, going to shul is actually a way to pass time, so they shul, they answer all their money, Shabbos, this and that. But a person is rushing to go to work, and go to business, and this and that. And he parks himself down and listens to the Kadesh and Mamish Rabba. Chol Koicha is when the person is still at his best. That's the Lashon. That's what he said. But you understand like this. A person who has a job that doesn't require working on Shabbos. He's a government employee, it's fine. He's a Shomer Shabbos. A person who never has a job, a business, where most of the parnassah comes on Shabbos, is Mechal Shabbos. And a person who has that type of business, and he bedafka doesn't open store on Shabbos and loses 40% of his income. So the first and third are both Shomer Shabbos. But one of them is more of a description of what he doesn't do, and one of them is more a description of what he does do. The big difference, when somebody is doing it mikoyach, you know, a gevura or something like that, it's a big difference over someone that doesn't have it. To say somebody is born without a taivas achila and say, ah, gevaldika vruchnistik, a person doesn't eat. He doesn't want to eat. He doesn't have a taivas achila. I know a person like that who, as a young boy, he looked like I don't know, as a baby, he went to the hospital. The only thing wrong with him was he had no appetite. And I vividly remember seeing sitting... He's my friend's son. He's sitting next to his father on Simchas Torah, and he calls him Chaimke. Tzich lechet lechol. Oh, Habi says I chalti atemol. Lamit tzich gam lechol ayom. You know, it was incredible. He didn't have appetite. That was enough. Something wrong. The so that's not a milo. But a person who pulled himself away from it, and because he's so shakur and ruchnius, he lost his appetite for things gashmis. Doesn't talk to him. That's a bal milo. In terms of a milo. Somebody who superseded something, somebody went above it, is obviously a bal maila.
Is there enough kamina between them now, or is it just you can only tell through knowing their past? I mean, now are they going to react exactly the same way to the food? And
yes, but the sense of a ruchnistic person, if we have any intuition in a person, you know, are able to get a sense of him, to admire him in a ruchsi or not, it should make a difference. You meet a person who has no hasagas whatsoever, has a small life, small-minded, he earns his few dollars, he spends his few dollars in Shalom Yisrael, and that's that. He's honest, he's fine. Somebody else is all over the place and wants to make billions and billions, and every time there's an issue, he says, I can't do it because he's honest. There's a strong sense, there's a much more powerful sense of integrity than a person that Mekoyach is a Mesogim, or a small town, small-minded Mesogim. Okay, now he's going to, we have time for a few, now he's going to introduce another concept that is going to be like I told you, I think he's just trying to bring in a lot of musagim. I mean, he weaves it in, but it's hard to see that he needs every step of it. Ach bira inyan. So he's now going to explain a little bit about the pnimius of the tzaddik and the rasha and where the halakim that a person should be working on, not working on. Al pi mashakosav Reb Chaim b'talzal b'shar k'dusha, Beitz Chaim and so on. The lechol ish Yisrael echad tzaddik v'echad rasha yesh shtei neshamas. Every person has in himself two neshamas. The word neshamas here is generic. It doesn't mean neshama as opposed to nefesh. Two spiritual senses in the person. Dechsevu neshamas ani asisi shein shtei nefashas. Nefesh achas mitzad haklipa v'sitra achra. One nefesh, in other words, a koyach achiyus, a koyach, a sense of being, of wanting, comes from klipa and sitra achra, which is the tzad of ra. So it doesn't mean it's ra automatically, but this is what fills a person's life force to want, to desire, to crave, to be, to defend, to survive. That whole sense of chiyus that we magish, that doesn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's klipa sitracha. Let's define something here. This is important also. The terminology used for Ra in the Sfarim, and he's bringing it in, is either klipa or sitracha. Klipa means the shell, sitracha means the other side. It's important to understand how we deher Ra, because that's also part of it. When someone has a nut, when someone buys nuts, he would like to buy them with the shells because the shells protect it. The shells keep it fresh, they keep insects out, and so on and so forth. When a person has taken out the shells, the nuts, eaten them, then the shells are muktzah, then the shells are garbage. So having shells that... So calling certain koichas in the bria a klipa gives it... It's not ra kishala atzmai. It's ra when it is kishala atzmai. In other words, you pay for nuts. You don't have a problem if a guy weighs the nuts and he said, nah, you have the shells there also. Well, you know, you want them and that's how you weigh nuts because that's part of it and it's important for it. If you paid for nuts and you open up the bag and it's shells, then we have a problem here. The klipa is something that's a necessary part of it. There's a lashon about Esav that the klipa comes first and then comes the pri, and that's why Esav came first and then the pri came second. That's one. The word sitra achra is also a very, very significant word. Sitra achra means literally the other side. Sitra is a side, achra. The pashat reason, you just don't want to say bad, you don't want to say ra, you don't want to say sotni, sorry, so it's a sitra achra, it's like dava achra, sitra achra. But the real reason is like this. It's the same thing. If a person, there are things that are necessary as part of a bigger function. For instance, somebody's working in a corporation and his job is to do X. So whatever he does is very important for the corporation. He has a certain job and he's doing it. But let's say the person says to himself with the following attitude. I think I can use my position to make a shtick of parnasa in my position. So if a guy wants to see the president, a few dollars to me. If they do this, a little bit for me. I divorce myself from the big picture. So then that person becomes a leech and not toiv. Anything in the Bria that is mechuber to Toiv and sees itself as its job doing for Toiv is not Acher. Elohim Acherim means the Elohim Akoiches in the Bria. The minute they see themselves as being a Dava Bifnei Atzmoi, that's where the Ra lies. And this is going to be a big, big, if I can sum up. He's not even making this point, so I'm just taking the words. If I can sum up the core of the Mahalach of what the Chassidus demanded, the key word of Avodas Hashem in Chabad was Bitl Hayesh, losing your sense of self and being kol kuloi, seeing yourself in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We gave a mashal a few times. The only echetimta we have of that, most of the time when I'm friends with somebody, there's always going to be an angle for me, even if I'm quite selfless, but if the person turns against me, I'm going to be very upset with him and so on. The only picture we see not like that is a mother and a child. No matter how bad the child abuses a mother, the mother's always there for the child. And part of it is because the mother doesn't see the child as being a distinct being. Mother sees the child as being herself. A lot of times it's not a good thing, but that's the metzius. So the sense of acher, the sense of being a tzar acher, is ra. So the same item, if it dehairs itself as being sitra achra, then it's ra. If it's part of the same metzius, then it's toiv. Okay, we'll hold it here. And again, like I told you, he's going on now. He keeps going off at each point. It's much better to see each point than to try to reconnect. It takes him tons of prokem to get back to his original points over here.
When it's comes to the idea that the kufas are yonik from something, whether it's not kedusha or this or that,
yeah,
does it have to do with anything Rebbe's definition of what he was saying?
Well,
this idea that when it tries to schlep for itself, its own metzias.
And the worst thing is when it tries to schlep the good things for it. Lemoshel, if I take my learning and I make it into a chetimtza for kavod, for money, for whatever it is, then I'm drawing from something that's good and incorporating something that's bad. So I'm taking koyches from learning, which are good koyches, and I'm using it for things that are ra. Okay.